Ordinary Days from the Cardinal Stage Company is a musical with a happy ending. It's available on Zoom through Sunday, February 21st, and you can find out more about it at info@cardinalstage.org. Jason, played by Julian Diaz-Granados, is handing out colored scraps of paper containing catchy philosophical quotes. As a backdrop of Greenwich Village, the village stays static as various characters walk before and behind him. Jason's not having much luck, though grad student Deb, Nina Domville, absentmindedly snags one of them on her walk by. Julian Diaz-Granados was recently on stage as Jack in Cardinal's Newsies. Nina got her degree in 2020. She was in IU's Pippin, and in the summer season was Emily in Our Town and a contestant for the 25th Spelling Bee. Deb drops a book of notes for her thesis on Virginia Woolf and only later, after much musical frustration, realizes that she has Jason's email address on that colorful note. She contacts him and they agree to meet at the Monet painting in the Metropolitan Museum. Once again, Deb is musically perplexed by the organization of the museum. They do eventually get together at the Monet. Their next destination is a Starbucks, and Deb expertly and in considerable detail orders a coffee. Jason lamely asks for tea. With coffee and tea in hand, the two share their stories. Deb is working on a thesis about Virginia Woolf, though she really doesn't like Woolf, and her advisor thinks her thesis is weak. Jason is working handing out philosophical notes for a friend who's in jail. He's a gay guy working for a friend. She's a grad student looking for a thesis. They're quite a pair. The other couple is Claire, Kayla Marie Eilers, and Warren Henry Miller. Kayla got her degree in 2016. She's been seen as Belle in Cardinal's Beauty and the Beast. Her bio suggests that she'd like to bring joy to all of us. The character, Claire, is an independent, working city girl. Miller got his IU degree in 2020, and he's appeared on IU's stage in Pippin, Dames at Sea, and Urinetown. His character, Warren, works at a job in the World Trade Center. Claire and Warren's relationship is fraught with difficulties. As they bring wine to a dinner, she likes white, he likes red. As they walk, it starts to rain, which messes up her hair. He proposes marriage, but she's not quite ready to consider accepting. She arrives at the dinner by herself with wet hair and a bottle of white wine. The couple does get married, and they settle into an apartment together. There are plans for the future, perhaps a dog, maybe a baby. Warren has a stop at his office in the World Trade Center, and he dies in the conflagration of 9/11. Did I say that this play has a happy ending? Well, Claire is adjusting to Warren's death, and she's coming to terms with it in a positive, a good way. She's remembering him fondly, and yet putting their experience behind her. It has a ring of a happy, or at least the positive. Warren, meanwhile, is preparing to jump off a building when Claire appears to stop him. He's still got those philosophical scraps of paper with him, and she encourages him to toss them instead of himself. People in the street are happy to get these brightly colored slogans. Later, in a visit to the museum, Warren encourages Claire to look more deeply into a painting. She does, and it's a victory for both when she sees the deeper red of the apple. A happy ending indeed. Ordinary Days by Adam Guan shows just what can be done with a creative Zoom production. New York City, though often static, is very much in evidence. Street scenes, restaurant and interior scenes, subway scenes, and even blackouts to suggest passages of time. There's not a green screen in sight. Cardinal's producing artistic director Kate Galvin directs. Stage manager Corey Hollinger does video production, editing, and audio engineering. Robin Hornsbuckle is the sound editor and designer. Alisa Gomez is the outside expert. The pianist and musical director is IU Theater's Ray Fellman. At home, in front of a computer, I'm George Walker.